Good morning, Lewis. Let me just check the latest CBI Distributive Trade Survey. Oh wow, this looks pretty bleak for retailers. Annual sales volumes fell at a sharp pace in June, marking the ninth month in a row of declining volumes. Retailers are expecting another drop in July.
I see, and the numbers are pretty significant. The weighted balance was -46% year-on-year, down from -27% in May. That's a big decline.
Exactly, and for the time of year, June sales were judged to be poor, worse than in May. The weighted balance was -37%, up from -19% the previous month.
What about online sales? I would expect them to hold up a bit better.
They did, but only slightly. Online retail sales volumes rose by 6% in the year to June, down from 37% in May, and they're expected to grow again next month by 8%.
So the online sector is still growing, but at a much slower pace than before. That's interesting. What about wholesale?
Wholesale annual sales volumes declined at a slower pace, though. The weighted balance was -34%, up from -48% in May, but wholesalers still expect a fall next month at -39%.
And the total distribution sales volumes, including retail, wholesale, and motor trades, contracted at a fast pace in June. The weighted balance was -39%, down from -43% in May. And they're expecting a similar rate in July, at -42%.
That's right. Martin Sartorius, the principal economist at CBI, said these data suggest that underlying activity remains subdued in the distribution sector.
He also mentioned that consumer caution is holding back sales. It's been 9 consecutive months of decline, so retailers are really feeling the pressure.
And the industrial strategy is supposed to come at a critical time with a plan to boost long-term growth. But firms are looking for more than just investment in skills and reduction of regulatory burdens.
Right, they want those measures to go beyond the priority growth sectors to meaningfully boost local and national prosperity. It's a big ask, but necessary if they want to see a real turnaround.
So, Lewis, what do you think is the main challenge for retailers right now?
Well, it's consumer confidence. If people are still being cautious with their spending, no amount of investment or policy changes is going to turn things around overnight.
Agreed, and with the expectation of another sharp decline in July, it's going to be a tough few months for the sector.
It definitely is, but maybe the industrial strategy will provide some long-term solutions. Let's keep an eye on that.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me on this, Lewis. And remember, this is UK Business Morning, where we bring you the latest insights into the UK economy.
Stay tuned for more updates throughout the day.